Switzerland.
What might you miss about this quarantine lockdown COVID protocol when we go back to, quote, normal? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
We're never going back, but okay, sure.
Bradley, come on.
It's not normal, but I get what you're saying, and I've got an answer
for put
you.
Normal in loose quotes.
I know,
But the reason why we're asking this, I have that, is because there was a poll on YouGov where the question was asked, will you miss anything about lockdown? And this, I think, was done in across the pond, because they're like actually in like actual for realsies lockdown. We're not here. We're just living with some restrictions. But I think the question still stands. Like, we're not in normal times. Is there anything you might miss about these times when we get back to a more normal life? This survey said that 45% of people will miss some aspects of lockdown. 45%. That's a pretty robust number.
Yeah, it's almost half.
Exactly. 651-641-1071. What might you miss? Holly, who do we have on the phone?
Let's start with Anne.
Hello, Anne. Anne, what might you miss about the quarantine COVID lockdown situation when we get back to a more normal life?
People, excuse me, people even having it on their radar to wash their hands.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
True.
Good point. Hand washing has become far more commonplace for a lot of people, but you're a little worried that that might fall away when we're not as aware of it.
Cognizant. Absolutely.
Of it. Oh, good call, Anne. Thank you so much. People, just keep washing your hands. Don't be nasty. Holly, who else do we have on the line?
Noelle is on the line.
Hello, Noelle. Noelle, what might you miss about these COVID restrictions when we get back to a more normal life?
I am going to miss some of the slower pace and not taking on more things than I should and making a billion little errands and this and that. Like, I sort of enjoy the pace. I wish I could see friends. I wish I could see family and so forth. But otherwise, a lot of the stuff I'm totally down with.
Yeah, a nice little slowdown.
Yeah, I don't need to go in and meet somebody across town for every little meeting that, you know, if
exactly.
They're not, like, friends of mine or something like that.
Right. So. Yeah, that could just be an email.
An email, or maybe a phone call.
Yeah. Noelle, thank you for your call. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Let's go to Kay.
Hi, Kay. Kay, what might you miss about these COVID times when we get back to a more normal life? Hi, Kay.
Hi. You know, I think that we all are being just a little bit kinder and a little bit more patient. Like, I'm noticing myself when I'm getting my deli meat, I'm like, thanks so much. Have a great day. I'm being a little bit kinder, I think.
Yeah.
And I think overall, we all are smiling a little bit more through our masks. I had a lady the other day say to me, I want you to know you can't see, but I'm smiling at you through my mask.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know. We both grabbed for the same cucumbers at the store. It was one of those things where you'd kind of be like, oops, sorry.
Mm-hmm. I've done that.
And I think we're all just a little bit nicer right now because we're all kind of in this together. And I just hope that that would last, but I'm afraid we're going to go back to being the hazzled folks that we normally are.
Gosh, I hope not. Kay, thank you for your call. I will say, I think that there is a greater appreciation when you realize, like, who is considered essential workers, and that you realize, like, these people who are working every day, interfacing with people all day long, maybe didn't necessarily want to do that or don't feel the safest. And so I think we do have an appreciation for that a little bit more than we used to.
Yeah.
And Kay's right. I hope that we keep a little bit of that.
Nice.
Bradley, what will you miss? Honey, I know you're going to miss something.
I'm just going to miss you guys.
Whatever. You don't get to see us right now.
Yeah. So moving on. That was awkward. Honestly, will miss petty obligations, not having any.
Yeah.
Petty obligations.
Right. Like, you always have an excuse to not do stuff. Because we're not doing stuff.
Well, and not just any stuff. Like, still going to work.
Yeah.
Still going to the gym. Still going to the grocery store. Still doing the thing. For the most part. I mean, there was a period where we didn't do any of that. But in our current iteration, you know, I'm fine with the stuff that is important to me. I do not miss those petty obligations of, hey, it's my friend Bob's sister's cousins. I'm going away. Do you want to just swing by for a minute and hang out and do the thing?
Why, like, do your friends talk like that?
It's a long story, honestly. You know, like, we just give each other the grace to not be a part of those experiences anymore, and I will not miss not having those.
Yeah,
that was a double negative, but yeah,
I got what you meant by it. Holly, is there anything that you will miss when we kind of get back to the normal times?
I'm kind of with Bradley, where I'm gonna miss being left alone
and not needing an excuse.
Yeah, and not needing an excuse because, surprise, spoiler alert, I'm a big introvert.
Yeah, just to make it a hat trick, the three of us are introverts, and I'm going to miss the same damn thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's so easy to say no to stuff because I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
And I, look, there are social things that I, you know, that I look forward to that we aren't able to do right now, and there are social interactions I have in a given day, like showing up for this every day, and then, you know, going to the gym, or, like, you know, seeing my neighbor out while I'm walking my dog. I actually enjoy those social interactions, but it's all that other stuff that's just sort of perfunctory that we kind of, like, just unnecessarily put on each other. I just, I'm hoping, I realize that it's really situational, but maybe we'll just not feel obligated to do that kind of stuff.
Right.
I mean, I doubt it. Because I think that extroverts, once they get a taste of freedom, they're going to be really in our business
again. I don't think we understand it, because we don't understand it.
Right.
We don't understand it. So we're just like, isn't this great, you guys? And the extroverts are busy being like, when do I get to see people again? And we're over here being like, we're good. Yeah. Thanks.
Just go to the grocery store, guys. Hang out there.
I don't think that's enough. Well, obviously, but
it's enough for me.
Oh, man. No, I'm with you guys. I will say, I do look forward to, like, little interactions coming back. Not little ones. They seem big, but, like, I will look forward to a time when the three of us can all be in a room together to have a brainstorm session.
Yeah, but that's
different.
I mean,
things,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's not the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about going to an acquaintance of acquaintance's birthday cake party.
It's your best friend's husband's birthday party, and everybody's meeting down at the local watering hole to have.
And you're like, oh, should I go?
Quick, yeah.
Oh, I should probably just swing by, because otherwise I'm a bad friend.
And then how long do I have to stay?
Questioning, that bad friend status this time. Like, right? Like that, like,
right.
Oh, you really should, but you don't want to. And, you know, I don't know, maybe some people think that's a bad thing. I think
it's, I just feel like we could just send a card. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have to talk about Armie Hammer and the way he's sticking it to Elizabeth Chambers from a distance.
Oh,
no, like that. Stop. We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. All right, we got to talk about Armie Hammer. Not only did he move out of his home in under the cover of night, but there's more. But wait, more. On the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Okay, what is that creepy voice?
I'm Armie Hammer, and I want to eat you.
Yummy.
So, I don't know if you've seen this story, but there was an exclusive on Page Six, and it got me thinking, because I think the intention of this story was to go, hey guys, look, Armie Hammer really is a creep. So, the story in question is an exclusive, by the way, and the headline says simply this: rope-bound mannequin torso left behind by Armie Hammer's movers in L.A. A rope bound mannequin torso.
Oh my gosh.
So then you look at the picture and you see bespeckled Armie Hammer in his flowy cardigan sweater. next to a picture of his trash can next to his now vacant LA home. And there's some stuff sticking out of his trash bag. Would you like to describe, or trash can? Would you like to describe what's hanging out of his green rolly thing?
Well, I suspect you're not talking about the large paper bag with a receipt stuck on the outside that looks like it might be from some takeout.
No.
No. Okay,
no, I'm
then
talking
would
about
it be
the headless torso.
Would it be the rope bound headless torso, which, by the way, we are not unfamiliar with? We've seen that torso before.
Where?
So one of the women who accused Armie Hammer of being like super duper inappropriate and trying to eat her ribs.
Kinky.
Shared photographs that he sent her of a rope bound torso with a red rope. Yeah. Remember the
it's
one
the very
where he made a handle
torso.
Between her breastises.
Yeah.
And, like, he did a whole thing.
They took a DNA
and
test and turns out that is the same
100%
that torso.
Okay, so I think the intention of the story, as I said initially, was to make people think, look, Freaky McFreaker Pants
right.
Got his freaky torso. Okay, true. And it also made me wonder, because, you know, you got to think like, hey, I'm Armie Hammer. We're moving out of the family house. I'm maybe not gonna let them just throw out the headless rope-bound torso.
Right. That, like, there's a paper trail, too.
Like, maybe I don't... And not only is it in the trash, it's sticking so far out of the trash.
That's placed. That is... That's been staged.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, it feels like a house that size, if you're going to have some stuff to throw away, they might have rented a dumpster.
Yeah.
But this is in, like, the public garbage can.
It would be, like I'm surprised there's not, like, an actual corpse. or, like, you know, mannequin corpse just hanging out, like, with, like, a fork and a knife.
With
right?
a sign that says property of Armie Hammer.
Yeah, like,
and the neon
free
sign
food.
That says eat at Joe's.
Yeah.
Anyway... I thought to myself, okay, so this could be just a story to make him look freaky deaky,
mm-hmm.
but I wonder if it's just a story to poke a finger or wiggle-wangle a finger in the face of one Elizabeth Chambers. Mm-hmm. Why? Because A, this is their family home.
Right.
B, you'll remember Elizabeth Chambers in her response to all this falderall about Armie Hammer's alleged cannibalism.
That's wise cannibalism.
Yeah, cannibalism.
Let me share my cannibalism with you. Never eat somebody under 165 degrees because of salmonella.
That's going to be on Goop next week.
That is like a coffee table book.
So, but wait, there's more. Very likely, to tie this up.
No pun intended.
Sorry, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Chambers was like, you guys, I am learning so much. I had no clue that he was so freaky deaky.
Yeah, I vaguely recall her saying something along the lines of, like, I'm listening to the women who, you know, and I don't quite know how to respond, but this
is all new to me. Yeah, because I'm learning a lot. It's very new to me. She essentially was like saying, like, I don't know why, I didn't know he was so freaky deaky and possibly harassy and tortury and abusey,
etc.
All those things. But if you're Armie Hammer, in a backhanded way, shoving the headless bound torso for all to see, mm-hmm. is kind of like a, Elizabeth Chambers, explain this. Because again, this was in their home.
Right.
They moved out of their home.
Right.
Like, this probably wasn't in a secret closet somewhere.
Yeah, like
because if it were, would he really be sticking it in the trash? Like willy-nilly.
As I've said, like, my big question was, when they were holding open houses, where was this thing?
Yeah.
I mean, did they redo their torture chamber or did they just leave it? I know. I said it yesterday, though. Like, what did they do with their sex room? Because Armie Hammer, and I'm not, like, again, I am not kink shaming. Please hear me.
Oh, God, you are, though.
I am not.
You're such a kink shamer.
Nope. My question, though, is when you are trying to sell the family home, do you scrub the sex room and make it look like it's,
just like
a nice little
office space? Most people, they probably
space.
Just had a nice end table where all their freaky equipment goes, and you just don't look at other people's bedside tables.
That's normal. this man has a headless torso that's bound.
But my point is, like, she clearly knew that right. he had a rope-bound headless torso.
Right.
And any attempt to try to, like, whitewash that from your personality, while I understand why she would want to do that, because she's a celebrity and doesn't want to be connected with, you know, salacious stories. I mean, she knew, she had to know who he was. She might not know that he was victimizing other women after their relationship right. was over, but don't you kind of feel like from the stories we've been told by these women, if they are credible, that is a narrative you would have to have somehow, like,
no.
Elizabeth Chambers would have run into this side of Armie Hammer on some level.
For sure, because you cannot tell me that they entered into a relationship prior to children, and at any point he didn't, like, he was keeping his sexual proclivities to himself.
KFC bucket,
right?
I could.
She just doesn't want the world to know that she was party to that.
Yeah,
party
yeah,
to that.
Exactly.
Party.
And I feel like him sticking this, you know, headless rope bound torso. We are kind of overselling it. It looks like something at Contempo, or not Contempo, Hot Topics, like that you would
Hot
see.
Topics. We're going to go to the Hot Topics.
Everybody, we're taking a trip to the Hot Topics.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, like, this is, I mean, it's,
it. Yeah.
There's not, like,
right.
stab yeah. wounds.
No, this looks like they took it from the floor of a department store, yeah. and, you know, he just had some rope lying around.
Yeah.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we're going to Hot Topics, you guys.
Hot Topics.
No, we're not. We're going to do some crazy, stupid
idiots.
I'm
going to sit
idiots.
Outside on the bench and wait for you kids. Sounds tell me good. When you want to pay.
Okay. We're going to tell you about some tired. Crazy, stupid idiots after this on My Talk 107.1. Some people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
What up?
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly. Over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
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 Sometimes other places.
Like were.
Alabama.
Yay! Oh, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to Erica Farmer. She's from Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Oh, it's a pretty place.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's like a resort town.
I've never been to there.
Gulf Shores.
Well, here's what had happened. She lives there, 34-year-old Erica Farmer does, and she fancies herself Instagram famous.
Okay.
She is an Instagrammer.
Influencing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she really wanted to get some likes on a photograph on Instagram.
Oh, it's a thing. Kids are doing it these days.
So she had to try to, like, do something that would get people's attention. And she thought, and she thought, and she thought. What she came up with got some people's attention. Problem, it was maybe not the people whose attention she wanted.
The police.
Exactly. Mm. She decided, and she is now facing some serious criminal charges for this. She decided to steal her neighbor's goat.
What?
You heard me.
That's a new way to get your goat.
Hey, hey-o. Paint the goat and then take pictures of the goat.
Oh.
And post said pictures on her Instagram.
Okay, but
now she is facing 15 counts. I think I just made that up.
That's a lot of counts for
it's
one
really
goat.
Not. I don't know where I came up with that. That's not
she's
in
drunk,
the story.
You guys. She's been drinking all day.
She's looking at a felony charge for livestock theft and an animal cruelty charge.
Good.
Yeah.
That cute little goat.
I know. And then you had to see her mugshot.
She's like, yeah, I did it.
She's like,
and?
Yeah. sad painted goat.
Oh. Hopefully the goat will be okay.
I don't know how many likes she got or if she was able to monetize that at all, but something tells me it's not going to get her out of the clink.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And she should stay there too.
Without any goats. Keep your goats away from her. Are you trying to think of a joke?
No. Okay. Do you want me to?
No, I was just checking because I just felt like...
There once was a man from Nantucket. Yeah.
There was like a
whose
pregnant...
goat was so long.
Okay. It just felt like a pregnant pause, and I thought maybe you were cooking something up. But
well, I have been all show, but we'll deal with that afterward.
Unacceptable.
You asked!
I didn't, though.
Okay. Can I take you to Florida?
I would love to go to Florida.
So we were just actually not too far away because Abilama Shores or Gulf Shores is on the Gulf Coast. And if you just keep following the coast further south to the Westal region, you'll end up in Florida. Now, I don't know where Martin County is, but that's where we're going. It's somewhere in Florida. And it's January 19th, 2021. And I want to tell you at about 1:49 hours in the a.m., an officer was dispatched to Southeast Dixie Highway. Oh, it's Stuart, Florida, wherever that is. I don't know.
I don't either.
To the coconut bar. Let's just put it that way.
Sounds nice.
Right? Colleen loves coconut.
I do love coconut.
You would be bellied up at the coconut bar.
You better believe it.
Drinking some Mai Tais or some sort of...
Your ties. I don't care whose ties.
Mai Tais, your ties.
I'm drinking ties.
She's drinking her ties. But you wouldn't hopefully be doing that on at 1:49 in the a.m. Nothing good happens after 11.
I haven't seen that side of midnight since it's been a while.
The last time I was up at 1:49 was to pee.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only time I'm up at 1:49 and then I'm back down again.
Exactly. But I want to tell you about a guy who got real ticked off. He's 25 years young, and he's a Newport Richie man. That's not his name. He's not part of the Richie family.
Nor is he somebody from Newport who's Richie.
Right? And he doesn't smoke Newports with lots of money in his pockets. But you should check out the Richie family because they did a great album in the 70s.
Thank you.
Anyway, he was in a billiards tournament, this Port Richie guy. And then they had to cut him off because he was a drinker. Oh. He was getting real loud. And also, it's just weird to me that in some universe... It's 1:49 in the a.m. in a bar, and people are having a billiards tournament.
Yeah, that's odd.
That's going on. Okay, anyway. So last call, they're like, last call. And he's like, I'm not done. He got real angry. So you know what he did? You know what he did?
No, tell me what he did.
He ruined the toilet.
Okay.
Busted up their John. Like, tore it up. No, literally. Like, he broke their toilet.
Like, he pulled it out of the ground? Like, the Incredible
Yes!
Hulk?
He pulverized their potty, people! And he was singing the song... Potty people in the house tonight.
Stop.
No, he was not singing that song. But he did tear up their toilet.
Okay. No.
What?
Poop, there it is.
Emergency officials were called because, quote, a customer was breaking our toilet.
Well, you know, you had a fight for your right to potty.
That was, I think that deserves a new ding.
Thank you.
The customer was later identified, as I said, as a 25-year-old new Richie man playing in a billiards tournament and was really ticked off that it was last call. He got so upset, he removed the toilet lid and began beating the toilet with its own lid.
What'd that toilet do to him?
I know, that poor toilet.
Also, I just can't stop thinking about how unsanitary that is. Like, he had bare hands and he was touching all over that thing.
Oof.
And just like ramming it into I mean, like, got to think of all the particles that had to have been just dislodged. I'm just really grossed out. What happened to him?
Well, he was arrested, and then they cut off his hand. No, they didn't do that.
Oh.
No, they just arrested him.
Thanks.
He did fess up eventually to bust in the toilet.
Like, was there any...
I just love the idea, like, what are you in for? I really tore up a toilet at the bar last night. Oh.
I'm here for that.
I've done that. I didn't know you could be arrested for that.
I feel like I should be congratulating you.
By the way, it's always a bad night when you have to...
bust up the toilet.
Bust up the toilet at the bar.
You can put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
All right. For our final story of crazy, stupid idiots, I would like to tell you about an incident that went down in Wisconsin at 2:45 in the a.m. on this past Sunday.
Oh, again, nothing good going to happen here.
Well, nothing good is going to happen, but at the end of the day, three people are off the roads that should not have been on the roads.
Oh, good.
2:45 a.m. on Sunday in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. 56-year-old Craig Herbrickschmeyer.
Sure.
He was driving
on
the highway when he drifted into the other lane and crashed head-on into a 33-year-old by the name of Christopher Sanchez. And then just a few minutes later, a 45-year-old by the name of Herbert Aguirre Lopez crashed into those two cars. They are all fine.
Oh, my God.
But can you imagine what the problem was?
Well, okay, so it's 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. People
2:45 a.m.
don't know how to drive, and they get into accidents. Mm-hmm. Something tells me there might have been some liquor involved.
Correct. All three guys were crunk, and all three...
Oh, my God. All three?
All three motorists were drunk, and all three are facing operating while intoxicated charges.
Yikes.
They also all completely wrecked all three of their cars and had to be towed away from the scene. Everybody survived the wreckage, but what are the odds at 2:45 a.m. that three...
Well, I was going to say it's actually probably pretty good.
You're probably right, right, actually, right?
That's why they say don't...
Don't be on the road at 2:45 a.m. Also, don't drink and drive. Also, don't destroy toilets in a bar.
Yeah. If you're going to, like, take out your anger somewhere else.
Also, don't paint ghosts.
Also,
we've learned a lot.
To your point, like, if you're going to rage on something, are you raging on something dirty like that?
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
Mm-mm. Oof. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we're going to play a little game. That game is called The Throwback.
Life!
We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.